We decided to look at what happened in the UK market when they went price regulation in the 1970s and noticed that a lot of oil companies collapsed because of the fierce competition. And because of that, we knew that if we were going to survive this market post-price deregulation, we needed to do more than just compete on price. Mm-hmm. Price was always going to be a factor that allowed the customer to come to you to sample. But if the customer comes and there are quality issues, the customer is not coming back, and their word of mouth is going to destroy your brand. So when we decided to go on price, in fact, we were the late comers to the price game in Ghana. Anybody in the industry would have noticed that until 2021, July, Star Oil always priced its products almost comparative to the main players at the time. We were very much pricing at a high price. But behind the scenes, we were putting in the systems that would deal with costs and leakages because we needed to do something that was sustainable. You can try all the marketing gimmicks, but when you get a competitor who is affordable, who does all the quality things, all the things that has to be done to give you quality products, and also put in the controls to ensure customers are not cheated, you are going to find it very difficult to differentiate your product from the market, and which is what is beginning to happen in Ghana. The reason Star Oil is the market leader today is because we fixed not just price, we fixed quality, we fixed quantity, and we also fixed our interaction with customers. And these are all tangible things you can see.